those of us who are driving down Boonville Road and driving by what's going to be called the Boonville Heritage Park, seeing a little more work out there.
Yep. We essentially have got the Flag Plaza and Council Ring complete. The Council Ring is a small amphitheater. It'll seat about 60 students, 7th grade age students. And, of course, adults could sit there as well if there was a group. But you might notice there's some little tops of culverts that are popping out of the berm that's on the backside, and that's the receptacles for the flagpoles. That ran into a little problem. Two of them were out of round, so they're having to remake them, or otherwise we'd have the flagpoles in place. But it's all set for them, and they'll somewhere close to July 15th, they'll be here. And they'll be installing them, so the Flag Plaza will be complete. If you look a little further, it's probably kind of easy to overlook, but we have been given a probably as authentic a replica of a twin sister cannon of San Jacinto fame as exists. A chemical engineer who did an extensive research to try to determine what it may have been like. Of course, nobody really knows. Because they're lost and not to be found, it looks like. But he found some built the same year by a company up where these were built, and made one that's a handsome cannon that he used to use on Sons of Republic of Texas activities, parades, and different events and what have you. But he's in his retiring years and has given that to us. And so we're going to take some of the same stones like are the seating for the council ring, and we're going to make a platform, and we'll have the cannon up on that platform about 15, 18 inches off the ground. And then we'll be building a pavilion over it that'll look very much like the cabin. It'll have cedar. It'll really be steel posts, but they'll be clad in cedar. And then a cedar shake roof, and the bracing for the roof around will be steel, but it also will be clad in cedar. And so it'll have very much a same look as the cabin. And I think the new stones were delivered maybe this morning. I noticed them there the day, and first time I've seen them. So I think they'll start putting those in place here just any day. And as soon as they are in place, then they'll build a pavilion up over it. Shouldn't take very long. And that's the three, those two and then the cabin are the three features in phase one. We're hopeful that the windows and the doors and the flooring will be completed with the milling of them this week. In fact, I was on the phone just a little while ago with the folks at Heritage Restoration, and that's what they indicate. So maybe next week, we'll get started installing the windows, the doors, and the flooring. And when that's done, then there'll be kind of a punch list of things, but they'll be rather minor, and we'll be able to start moving the furniture in and getting it set up. So our hope is sometime by late July that we've got all three of those features ready and where folks can come by and take a look in a safe environment. But we're really pleased with the way it's coming together.
For those that aren't familiar with the project, if you can just give us a quick summary of how all this came about.
Well, it I guess kind of unknown to us, but some 30 years ago, there were community citizens that encouraged the county to set aside that front acreage, which was bought separately 50 years after the cemetery was established, and to make that a living history museum. And we kind of came to that same idea, group of us, and really under the umbrella of the Sons of Republic of Texas, to create a kind of a history center that would let younger folks know what life was like back in the mid-1800s and a little after. So we'll have the cabin where they can learn what living conditions were like. We hope to put a smokehouse with it by next spring and have meat hanging out there, or at least fake packages to look like meat drying, hanging in the unit. And then they can be there at the Flag Plaza and see the Six Flags, and there'll be a history panel there with it that will tell them about what country the flag represents and what years it flew over the state of Texas. And then they'll be able to be over at the pavilion where the cannon is and talk about Texas independence and the Battle of San Jacinto that was where Texas was successful and gained its independence. And that's really phase one. And then we hope by next spring to add the smokehouse, and then to add a replica of the original 16 by 16 square foot log courthouse, had a dirt floor. And then there'll be a dozen history panels around that will kind of talk about what each of the features are. And then there'll be four bronzes that we're working on to, we call them Men of Vision. They had something to do with Boonville in its early days, and we'll tell a little bit about each of them. But we believe that public, whether they be just local citizens that want to know about the early history or visitors to the community that want to just know something about the area and got a little time to spend, can go there. And then a big part of our focus is 4th and 7th grade students, primarily 7th grade students. And we believe that the teachers will be able to bring busloads there and have kind of a day out and when they're studying Texas history and get a really good picture of the important things in the early history of Texas.
Let me have you brag on everybody who's been a part of making this thing come together.
Well, it's there's a whole lot of people that have helped in any number of ways. The public has been very, very supportive and very generous in the financial support. At this point, we've raised right at $300,000, all from local people except for one very generous gift, have been residents here, many of them longtime families in the area. We're not there yet. We still got some more money to raise and to go. And then the list of people that have provided services and expertise in a whole host of things, from dating the log in the cabin, this is how we know it's 1856, to doing ground-penetrating x-rays to make sure there weren't any old burials where we were putting the house or the cabin, and just expertise of architectural and design or engineering or whatever you might have. The Brazos County Master Gardeners are working on a master plan for an early yard and garden around the house. And we have the Master Weavers, Spinners and Weavers, have restored an old flax wheel for us that we'll have there. And they have volunteered to come and essentially be docents and kind of demonstrate how you worked the flax wheel and what you did with it and what have you. So they just... There have been a lot of volunteers in a lot of ways, people that have had, we've had one supporter that has come and said his family came to Texas in the 1850s and that he had four rawhide covered chairs that would have come with them when they came to Texas, and he had them in his garage and they've been looking for what they could do with them, and they'd like to give them to be a part of the cabin if we had a need, and we certainly do. And so he's still holding on to those till we get to that stage. But we've had any number of people that have had things that they thought would be appropriate with it. And whether it be financial help or professional expertise or just family heirlooms that they were looking for a home for, there's just quite a bit of support and quite a bit of generosity.
And if somebody still wants to make a contribution in one of those areas,
absolutely. Probably the simplest way, maybe, is they just contact me, and my number is 979-777-9090, and I'd be happy to visit with them about it. And we're still interested, particularly in the items that are of the proper period that would be appropriate in the cabin, and of course financial support. Ultimately, We think the project will run between about $550,000. So we've got a little over half of it raised, and we'll be embarking on an effort to raise the other half. In fact, we've already started on that. We've got some foundation requests in and more to come, and then some individuals to be contacted. But we have needs in all areas.
Remind us of the sponsoring organization for the park.
Well, the William Joel Bryan Chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas is the sponsoring organization, and an awful lot of the support have come from people with ties either to the Sons or the Daughters of the Republic of Texas, and we're proud of the way it's coming together, and we think it'll be a real nice community asset and a tourist attraction and a good opportunity to educate our young to know what our forefathers' living conditions were as they got an early start in Texas.
Have I missed anything?
I don't think so.
All righty. Has a date been set yet to do some sort of at least phase one dedication?
The last time we had said late July, I think that's slipping probably into August.
Okay.
At this point, but I must tell you that it started out to be August a year ago, and so it's...
The progress continues, so that's a good thing.
Well, it is going forward, but it's at a snail's pace, which is frustrating, but at least we know that everything's being done in a first-class manner.